Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for August the 14th, 2017. In today's news, licenses lag for vertical transportation units in a southern India district. Tudor Perini has won a contract to modernize elevators at Carlsbad Caverns. And a 43-story tower has topped out in Miami.
Of the more than 1,500 vertical transportation units operating in the Ernakulam district of Kochi in southern India, only 841 have up-to-date licenses from the Electrical Inspectorate, the Times of India reports. As per current law, property owners seeking a first-time license must pay the equivalent of about $31 for an inspection of the lift's electrical system and safety gear, while renewals cost about half that amount. Other than issue notices, there is not much the inspectorate can do about property owners who lack licenses, but should a person become injured on an unlicensed unit, the property's insurer will not pay the claim.
Tudor Perini Corporation, headquartered in Los Angeles, has been awarded a contract to modernize the main elevators at Carlsbad Caverns National Park in New Mexico, the Associated Press reports. The units went out of service in November 2015 when a motor shaft sheared off and left an empty car dangling in the hoistway. Demolition will take place first, followed by the installation of two new motors, elevator cars, sheaves, cables, and controllers. The project is expected to be complete in summer 2018.
Avant at Met Square, a 43-story tower in downtown Miami containing approximately 390 apartments, an 18-screen movie theater, a gallery showcasing local history, restaurants, and stores, structurally topped out in August, Skyrise Cities reports. The design, described by architect Nicholas Brosh Wurst Wolf and Associates as lighthearted and approachable, features, quote, a playful composition of stacked cubes, end quote, and a pool deck with outdoor lounging space atop a podium. Located at 340 Southeast 3rd Street, the tower represents the fourth and final phase of MDM Development Group's $1 billion U.S. Metropolitan Miami project. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.